This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Get ready. Millions more Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving week, says the AAA. Roads and airports will be noticeably more crowded, they say, as travel rebounds almost to what it was before the pandemic. More than 53 million Americans will be traveling, most by car, and filling up that tank will be more expensive. Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning. That's $1.29 higher than last year at this time. The suspect in the deadly Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, has a long police record and was free on $1,000 bail posted just 2 days before the parade incident. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Five people are dead, close to 50 others injured, when a man drove his SUV into a parade in a Milwaukee suburb. A 39-year-old man is in jail facing intentional homicide charges after leaving the site of a domestic disturbance before police arrived and barreling into a parade underway Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Four of the five killed are women, 52 to 78 years old, the other an 81-year-old man.
The Ahmaud Arbery murder trial is expected to go to the jury soon in Georgia. Prosecutors make their final case to the jury this morning. Three white men are charged in the shooting death of Arbery, a black man, as he ran through their neighborhood. The AP's Julie Walker.
Arbery was chased and shot in February of 2020 after he was spotted running in a neighborhood outside Brunswick. In closing arguments yesterday, defense attorneys said father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Roddy Bryant were attempting a citizen's arrest of a suspected burglar after Arbery was seen running from a nearby home under construction. Prosecutors say he was out for a jog.
China is protesting a U.S. Navy destroyer's move through the Taiwan Strait, saying it's a deliberate attempt to undermine stability in the region. This is AP News. Pope Francis has a message for the world's young people. The AP's Walter Ratliff has this.
Pope Francis is praising young people for their work to protect the Earth's environment. Francis urged them to stand tall in their efforts during a mass at St. Peter's Basilica to mark a day focused on youth. The Pope expressed thanks for young people who have cultivated what he called the dream of fraternity and for their work to heal the wounds of God's creation. The Pope urged young people to be free and authentic and to be the critical conscience of society. Francis has made care of the environment a key message of his papacy. The remarks anticipate his message to youth from all over the world at the Catholic Church's World Jamboree in August 2023. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A man charged with threatening Alaska's two senators has pleaded not guilty. J. Allen Johnson is accused of threatening Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, both Republicans. Johnson told the court he's a senior citizen and doesn't intend to carry out the threats. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.